Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Cuts in on the right foot. Launches a golazo!
It's time for Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Tune in as Jason Longshore gives you insight and analysis on the beautiful game, including headlines from around the world of soccer.
Rebound! Goal!
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer. And brought to you in part by Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26.
Atlanta Soccer Tonight is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Here's Jason Longshore.
Let's kick it, Atlanta. Atlanta Soccer Tonight. It's live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. We got a lot to talk about. Atlanta United's won 3 straight. We'll talk about how. They have a new designated player, striker. We got the chance to meet him today, Bril Mbolo. Then we'll head over to Athens and we'll talk about soccer in Sanford. A new record in NCAA soccer, both men and women, set last Thursday. The Dogs are off to a great start. We'll talk about some of the other programs around the state. We'll end with the 3-4-3. Y'all know that by now. You know who I am. I'm Jason Longshore. You know who she is, Madison Cruz. What's up, Maddie?
Hanging out. I think this is, you know, it's been a nice 2 days of being able to catch my breath a little bit. I think with the college soccer season fully in swing and then with Atlanta United on top of it and the twos, yeah, it's chaos, but it's the good kind of chaos. It's the chaos that we love. So, you know, I can't really complain too much.
It was a 9-point week kind of chaos. I mean, yeah. I'll give you my chaos. So last time I was with the great listeners of AST on 92.9 The Game, I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We only went to St. Paul for the game. We actually stayed in Minneapolis. It was very nice. I was there last Tuesday. We were getting ready for the game in Minnesota, and we saw a kind of interesting match with some great goals. Tomas Akob, which is kind of a recurring thing these days. Tristan Muyamba, which has also been a recurring thing these days. And Atlanta United won that, flew back, got on the ground at about 4 in the morning or so. You went to Athens for soccer in Sanford. I went to Macon for Mercer's men's home opener. Then you had Atlanta United training on Friday. Then you had Atlanta United 2 on Saturday. Then you had the Atlanta United first team on Sunday. Then Breland Bolo was also signed in the midst of all of that, and he was introduced to the people today. So it's been busy as of late.
Do you want me to run through mine as well?
Yes, please do.
All right. So Tuesday, you were traveling. I called Atlanta United, too, at the training ground early at 11 a.m. Then Wednesday, I went down to Fayetteville, Georgia, to call the U.S. women's youth national team. It was the U-17s facing Canada, where they got a dominant victory. A lot of goals in that one. Maddie DiMaria with the hat trick in that one, El Capitan as well, for the U-17s. Then Thursday, went down to Athens for soccer at Sanford. Incredible atmosphere. We'll get more into that later. But then Friday, I came back to Kennesaw, called Kennesaw State versus the Citadel. Then on Saturday, had Atlanta United 2. Then Sunday, I was in Athens calling UGA women's soccer versus the Milwaukee Panthers for the SEC Network Plus. And then from there, went straight to the Benz for the match that we obviously saw against against Sporting KC.
Oh, I left one out. I did the Atlanta United U-16s on Sunday morning.
You did the U-16s?
Yes, against Stuttgart. So. Yeah, forgot that one. It's that time of year where we're calling games all over the place. We got a ton of games to call this week. It's what we do. And it's really cool when you get what's happening with Atlanta United right now. And there's just so much to talk about. I mean, we'll talk about the Minnesota game a little bit, but it feels like ancient history at this point because you stacked up another win on top of it on Sunday against Kansas City. You're 3 points out of a playoff spot right now. And I mean, let's work backwards. Let's talk about Breland Bolo and him being announced on Sunday at around lunchtime, being in the building, seeing the match, introducing himself to some of his teammates beforehand. We had the chance to talk with him today. What were your takeaways from what Breel had to say today?
Yeah, I think, he's a player that we all got to see, I think, really shine bright in the World Cup, obviously with Switzerland. And, you know, there's going to be conversation about what happened in that match between Switzerland and Argentina. That, to me, is like, all right, let's move past it.
It's been frustrating that that's come up so often. Like, everything about the signing.
He certainly has. He mentioned it in the presser. He's like, we're done.
It's over.
He's like, it's happened. It's like, it happened, you know, whatever. But I think the thing that stood out to me, especially, is the way I think he talked about coming into the league. And really highlighting, you know, like, yeah, I mean, I know it's a difficult league. It's a very open league, and it's a league where things can change on a dime. And I think especially for a team like Atlanta United right now, especially with the situation right now, being only a couple of points out from the playoff picture and bringing in Embolo is huge, especially with an attack right now that is riding hot. You got 3 straight wins in a row. You're getting Tristan Moyamba heavily involved. He's finding the back of the net. Tomas Akob is delivering striker's finish, and then Miguel Amarón is finding those moments. He became the club's leading assist leader on Sunday. Alexi Maranchu connecting the dots. Everything seems to be working from the back to the front now. And you add in Breland Bolo. This is going to be huge, I think, especially having that number 9 up top. I think it's going to give another outlet, because one thing as well that people are going to talk about with Embolo that I don't think they realize is he's not just a scorer, he's also an assister. He's going to find ways to help the team no matter what it is. If he's scoring goals, if he's the one setting up the goals, he's going to be that guy. And I think that's what you want for this team. And the way he talked about approaching MLS, approaching the team, I think the big one that I've seen on social media, but I do love it, is, you know, he's not here on holiday. He's here to win. He's here to get things done. And I loved hearing that from him, and I'm pumped to see him in action.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who's 29 years old. He's coming off of a big World Cup for Switzerland where he got goals and assists. This is a guy who's played in the Swiss League at Basel. He's played in the Bundesliga. He's played in Ligue 1. He's bounced around those leagues, so he's used to adapting to different styles of play. I mean, those are 3 very different kinds of play in those leagues, and MLS is another one that'll be an adjustment for him. I think what's going to be interesting is, yeah, I've seen people describe him in a lot of different ways, and sometimes they're all conflicting. I think he's just a complete number 9. I think I've seen people try to diminish his pace. I wouldn't do that. I think he's not going to be the fastest player in the league, but he can definitely get in behind back lines, and that's something that Atlanta United has not had for a while. I mean, you look at these past three games where you're getting goals. You're having to manufacture them a little bit. You're getting some from set pieces. You don't have that kind of speed to just get in behind. Mbolo is going to give you that ability to get in behind. He can also hold the play up. And this was something that Tata Martino talked about a lot when it came to Late Lat. He talked about it last week. It would have been the week before, technically, before the Red Bulls game, when the Mbolo reports broke and he was describing kind of the striker he would like. And it sure sounded a lot like a Swiss striker. But one of the things was being able to connect. And I think it's something that Manu talked about, Late Lat talked about, being asked to like drop in, combine with players, play to him. He'd play the ball off to somebody. And he wasn't ever comfortable with that. I think Brill is very comfortable doing that. And the other thing he talked about was pressing. You know, he gets that in this kind of team and in this kind of league, you've got to be willing to work off the ball. And he has that. So I think he's just a complete nine. He can do a lot of different things for this team. And when you take that and you put it into a team that's got confidence right now, and that's the thing that makes it easier to integrate, is you're walking into a locker room that's in a really good mood. Hopefully, Mauricio Amaro is going to be able to walk into that locker room here very soon and join the midfield. And then you get some depth back, and then you get some ability to handle things differently than you had to on Sunday against Kansas City, where, you know, I called the team at the end of that game. I said it was like a jalopy with a flat tire and leaking oil and running out of gas trying to get into the driveway. And that's what it felt like. But, hey, they did. You know, if they had to hop out and push the thing into the driveway, they got the car home. They got the win. And that's something that they weren't able to do against Philadelphia. So that's progress. But if you get some depth, then you can actually do some things about it when you get tired.
That was the thing that stood out to me the most was in the Sporting KC game was the fact that there's been so many situations this season where we've seen the team go up and have the lead, and then when it gets just close to the end, it's just you see the breaks kind of, you see yep. things kind of start to fall a little bit, and then that's when the other team can come in. One thing I loved about it was a grind at the very end, because again, you're dealing with the double match week, you're dealing with that compression and everything else like that piles on. And especially with adding in the depth that you're going to be adding in with Amaro, with Brett, like that's huge. And especially moving forward, because there's a lot more double match weeks as we get closer to the very end of the season, because of the World Cup break and everything else, you're going to have to deal with that a lot. And having that back and having the ability to rely on a lot of those people on the bench to be able to have that depth is huge, especially looking ahead to the playoff picture, because again, we're talking about that because we're only a couple of points out, because everything other than like the two top teams, I think, in the West and the East, which is Nashville and I'm blanking on the West. I need
Vancouver. I think Vancouver. Yeah. It's funny. I think Nashville and Vancouver are the two elite teams in MLS.
Definitely.
I think Miami and LAFC have so much talent that you cannot discount them, even if they're up and down at times. Like they can go win the thing and it's not going to surprise you. Beyond that, it feels totally wide open. Anybody can beat anybody. I think Chicago is trying to step up into that top tier. We'll see by the time we get to the end of the season. I think it's wide open. And I'm going to say the same thing that I said about the U.S. during the World Cup. I know it's the cool thing to do to say, well, they won three games, but nothing's fully fixed yet. No, and there's always that caveat. Can we stop doing that? Can we just say, look, this is a team now that's 3 points out of a playoff spot, because that's the fact. And if you win and the results go your way this weekend, you're in a playoff spot. And everything feels different now. And that's how quickly things can turn in the league. But that's not a bad thing. And you don't have to have the qualifier to it. Just be happy about it.
It's something that honestly, like what Brell talked about, especially when it comes to football. Football is a game that is kind of fast and things can change on a dime. Mm-hmm. And that's what's happening in MLS right now. Like it's so crazy that we're looking at, like when we looked at a table from week 4 or 5 of MLS at the very beginning, and we're looking at it now, it is completely different. Yep. And that's how quickly things can change. I mean, look, 2024, I mean, Atlanta was able to get into the playoffs and then they had the play-in game. that is one of those situations that it is so crazy.
Oh, 2018. I mean, if you want to go back to 2018, I will never forget being on the bus headed to Yankee Stadium for the first game of the playoffs, and every pundit on MLS Soccer's show that they were doing to preview the playoffs, because we were game one, said, oh, NYC in two games. No problem. They're going to win this easy. No problem. And nobody gave Atlanta the opportunity to go win the thing. So you never know, in a playoff league especially, and when you start to add guys like Brel Embolo and Mauricio Amaro, two very talented players that are going to come into your starting 11 before the end of the season, we're just having a completely different conversation about where 2026 can go the rest of the way. Are they going to win MLS Cup? Who knows? Are they going to make the playoffs? Who knows? But are they compelling and interesting to watch right now? Yes. So you don't need to put the little qualifier on it. You can just enjoy what's happening in front of you and enjoy the fight that you're seeing in this group right now. That leads us to what's on tap. It's brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26. Three straight wins, and that means you get ready to try to make it four against a team that you know very well. And we'll be making a little trip down I-85 to come to Atlanta, Charlotte FC. I'm just going to let you say what you want to say about Charlotte in about 60 seconds.
Listen, I they're a team that I am maybe not necessarily too high on, I think, in certain moments. I think that there's a lot of history there, and I think it's a team that – I think talks a lot of big talk and then sometimes maybe doesn't show it. Yep. And when they don't show it, then there's a lot of complaining and a lot of excuses and a lot of things like that nature. And it's from the team. It's also from the coaching staff. And I think that is about as far as I want to go, because I think we might get into a territory where I might be saying some other things that I shouldn't be saying.
So well, you and Andy Bunker and Noah White and Miles Williams and me, I think, are on the anti-Charlotte train about just everything in general. So Charlotte FC gets lumped into that. That game is Saturday, 6:30 for the pregame. Maddie will be with Abe Gordon for that. And then Mike Conti and I will take over for kickoff at 7:40. Coming up next, let's bounce around the college scene. We'll make a trip over to Athens and talk about a record-setting crowd and more. More AST coming up around the corner on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. and we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
To our look at the world of soccer.
And Jason Longshore has it all covered.
This is Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Welcome back. It's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, live on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. We're going to go back to school here in this segment. The college season is underway. Men's teams started last Thursday. Women's teams have been underway for an extra week before that. And there's so much to talk about all around the state of Georgia. But we're going to start in Athens because this was something that we heard about, what, Maddie? I feel like end of May, early June, where they announced that, hey, we're going to do a game in Sanford Stadium for the first soccer match there since the men's gold medals match in the 1996 Olympics. The U.S. women, obviously, the night before won the women's gold medal, the first ever women's soccer gold medal. That was 1996. This was the first soccer game at Sanford Stadium since. No, they did not have to remove the hedges for this, so don't start yelling. Everybody yelled about that a lot in 1996. So the idea was to break the NCAA records, and I say plural for that, because the women's record for college soccer attendance-wise was just over 12,000. On the men's side, it was, I think, just under 25,000. And UGA did it. They set the new record for college soccer attendance and also put up a whole bunch of goals. Georgia 6, James Madison 0. Then the team went on to senior day and won again against Milwaukee. You were there for both, so give me some impressions of this Georgia team that is nationally ranked right now.
Right now, I think looking at the way that this team has been playing, I feel like they're the same team that we saw last year. I think especially with the way that they are just – I think they're just so dominant when they have the ball. And it's a team that wants the ball. It's a team that is very comfortable with the ball, and they want to get stuff done when they have the ball. And how quickly they're able to move the ball as well. I think you have so many of those playmakers in the midfield. Stoddy's a big one, especially, I feel like, in moving a lot of those pieces from the back into the middle to the front. Hanoka Hamano, huge. She's a transfer from UCF. For the Bulldogs this year, already with 3 goals on the season for her, 2 at Sanford and then 1 against the Panthers. You're looking at a lot of those guys, I think, to really, I think, hold things down. You got a couple of those transfers that have a lot of experience at other top D1 colleges that are coming in this season. You have a lot of young faces too. Maya Wolford scored a brace against the Milwaukee Panthers on Sunday too. This is a group with a lot of older players and a lot of older veterans, but you have a team that also has a lot of young talent that I think is getting some valuable minutes here and learning a lot from these seniors too. I think what Kidani has, I think they have a group that is just relentless. This is a team that is going to just battle, especially with everything else. Maya Wolford, I didn't think I saw her stop running since every time she came into the game. Like, she was all over the place. And hey, listen, I mean, that's what the Bulldogs want to be. You want to be relentless, especially in a conference like the SEC. I mean, it's a battle every single game, and yet some tough, tough opponents coming up. You have TCU on the road this week. Then you're at home on August 30th facing the Mercer Bears, also on my birthday. So
home state, at least. Not in Athens. State. That one's going to be in Macon.
That one's going to be in Macon on my birthday. So I have no dog in the fight. I love Mercer and UGA both. But anyway, But then you come back to Athens the week after, and you have Florida State, yep. which they moved all very much down on the rankings because of a 3-1 loss to Florida.
First loss of the season for FSU, but yeah it was a little shocking. They went from 3 to 16.
Exactly. And then obviously right after that, not a lot of a break, you have Vanderbilt. I mean,
yep.
top in the SEC.
Right now, really number close. Tied for third in the country yeah. in the United Soccer Coaches rankings.
Like it's tough, but honestly, two really tough opponents, I think, for the Dogs to really test it. And I think yep. these two road games are also going to be crucial for that too. Yep. I think this is a team, obviously you saw on the road with the Big Ten, especially getting the two draws. I think for Coach McAlpine, you wanted to see, I think, more on the attack. You saw that this weekend at home. You saw that in Athens. Yep. And now you want to see it again. I think you want to see it back on the road. You want to keep the momentum going and building off of those two wins.
So they've only conceded one goal this season. Defensively has been very strong. You had the two draws on the road, Illinois and Minnesota, to open the season. You come back home, you get the 6-0 win against James Madison, which is a good James Madison team out of the Sun Belt. That's not a pushover team, and you pushed them over. Milwaukee, more of a struggle, small conference. They usually dominate that. They fought for about as long as they could fight. I think the heat and maybe the fatigue of playing on Thursday affected both teams late in that one. But it's enough for Georgia to go from 25 to 17 in the rankings. Mentioned Florida State, future opponent. They are one spot ahead of Georgia right now in 16th. TCU fell out of the rankings. They are the team on the outside receiving the most votes, so 26, according to the United Soccer Coaches. Georgia is going to be a really interesting team to watch this season. The SEC is going to be really interesting to watch. When you look at the top 25 from the United Soccer Coaches, Vanderbilt's tied for third. Alabama's in sixth. Tennessee's in 10th. You scroll down, Florida ranked in 20th behind Georgia. And this is the first time they've been in the polls in a while after that big win over Florida State. And then South Carolina is just on the outside looking in. So really competitive all around the SEC this season.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at the SEC in the in-conference coaches poll. Number one is Vanderbilt. Number two is Arkansas. And right yeah. now, they're struggling. They haven't had a win mm-hmm. so far in the season. So they're still looking for that. They're completely out of the NCAA top 25.
That's one of the biggest surprises right now.
Yeah. One of the biggest ones. And then third is Georgia. LSU and Tennessee are currently tied, fourth and fifth, whichever capacity that would be. Sixth is South Carolina. Seventh is Texas. Eighth, Florida. 9, Alabama. 10, Oklahoma. 11, Auburn. Texas A&M, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Missouri. Now, again, as we know, so many different things can happen in this season and so many different things. We're already seeing it, especially with Arkansas. You're seeing a team right now that is still searching for that, and it's a team that we didn't expect that to happen to. But those are the surprises that you're going to see. Some of these teams are going to break through, and it's like, oh, wow. So anything is still possible. It's still non-conference. You don't see a lot of those conference games starting until around next week, especially with Georgia facing yeah. Vanderbilt early on. So there's still some time to kind of figure out the nuts and the bolts to get some things going and piece those things together. But that's, I think, for this Georgia team, I think you're finding it now. I feel like beforehand it was really solidifying defensively. Now you've found the attack to go along with it. And I think now for this team, it's about keeping the momentum up. I think as well after that James Madison victory, you had that game against Milwaukee. And sometimes to some people that could look like a trap game, yep. especially because of the emotion of Thursday's match, especially breaking the record. And it was a historic night. I mean, so many of the girls talked about it. I mean, you could see it in the way that they were playing and the way that they were responding. It was huge. So going out to Milwaukee, it feels like a trap game. And they got the job done. They got the job. It was a 3-0 win. Now you got to keep that energy going. You got to find a way to keep it on the road and finding those moments, because TCU and Mercer, they're tough places to play on the road. So it'll be a very interesting road stretch for the Bulldogs to see what they come away with.
Yeah, Mercer on Sunday in Macon. Mercer comes into it 3-1. They went to Mississippi and beat Jackson State. They beat West Georgia over in Carrollton. They lost in Maine, a long trip to go to Orono, Maine, which I did not know where it was. I had to look it up. And then came back and beat South Carolina State on Sunday. We will be there on Thursday, 7:30, for the women's match, and they are hosting Georgia Southern Then they get Georgia on Sunday. So for Mercer, this is a huge week with two in-state rivalries. And, you know, this is a Mercer team that we had a chance to see a lot last year. They had a ton of injuries last season. They were at various points, and I know you had the chances to talk to Tony Economopoulos, they were not able to really do normal practice sessions. They were down so far on numbers, but they've got most everybody back, and the biggest one is Peyton Nutzman, who was on course to be potentially a freshman All-American kind of consideration, at least regional side of things, before she got hurt in October. She's got two goals this season. Olivia Borey was the SoCon Women's Player of the Week. She has four goals in four games. Zibby Michelson has three goals this season. So this is a team that is putting up goals, but you're talking about a jump in quality against an SEC opponent in Georgia.
Well, I mean, I talked about it on the SEC Network Plus with Molly Belial on Sunday. When we talk about the in-state rivalry matchups, they mean a lot. Yeah. Because a lot of these girls have played club together, played high school together, competed against each other in state championships and other matches and huge moments as well. These are girls that know each other very well, not only for UGA versus Mercer, but also Mercer versus Georgia Southern. I mean, for Mercer, it is going to be, we're battling for the state of Georgia right now, that entire week. So there's going to be a lot of emotion, too, not only going up against Georgia Southern, but also UGA. You want to make a statement if you're Mercer. And then for UGA, it's got to be, yeah, this is an in-state rival, and we got to get the job done. It's a battle. It's a battle for the Peach State, and who's going to take home the crown?
Georgia State will get some SEC competition on Sunday as well. They will head over to Auburn. The Panthers are 2-2 on the women's side. Aaliyah Fadul is on fire to start the season with six goals in four games. She's on the Herman Trophy watch list. That's the equivalent of the Heisman Trophy for college soccer. Gabriela Gonzalez has two goals this season. Cynia Tucker has two goals this season. They've been up and down. They had a really tight loss to Samford, one of the top SoCon teams historically year after year, but they bounced back with a nice win on Sunday night against Wofford. So Georgia State at Auburn on Sunday. We will be seeing the Panthers here very soon. On the men's side, we'll also have Mercer's match on Thursday. You can watch them both on ESPN+. It's Mercer and UNC Wilmington. The men still looking for their first win of the season, but they bounced back after a difficult home opener against Florida Atlantic, who is a defending conference champion. They went to Jacksonville and they drew with North Florida. So getting a little bit of momentum coming back in to face UNC Wilmington. And what stood out to me about the Bears on the men's side was so many Georgia players and so many freshmen who are getting some playing time here early and will have an opportunity to push for consideration and push for recognition. Eli Bannister from Fayette County, he was on the SoCon first team preseason all-conference team, had a huge year last year as a freshman, and is straight away one of the most important players in that team. So Mercer, both on the men's and the women's side, will be there on Thursday, and we'll be back on Sunday for another women's match. A lot of Georgia talent in the Bears sides.
Yeah, I know I'm excited. I always love getting to go down to Mercer.
It's
and get
a
to
cool little stadium, too.
It really is. Like, it's really cool. And listen, it's a drive, but I mean, if you want some good soccer down there, I mean, it really is. It's awesome. And I always love it, too, because I feel like for Mercer, I feel like for any of the Georgia schools that we get to cover for college soccer, it is a lot of homegrown talent that you see, not only at the D1 level, but also at the NAI level, all the way down, all throughout. I mean, it's always cool to get to see a lot of those homegrowns because, again, I mean, Georgia is producing so many incredible athletes. And I mean, just Kadani McAlpine, I mean, Georgia, I believe, is what, the third top state for producing, for how many NWSL athletes
for the last few years. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's huge. And I think especially with what we're seeing, not only at the youth side, but also what you're seeing at the high school level, what you're seeing at the collegiate level, I think that is what's completely pushing it forward.
Yeah, it's exciting. If you can't make it to Macon, we will have the calls for all of Mercer's games that are on ESPN Plus from Macon Thursday, 5 and 7:30, and Sunday as well as Mercer hosts Georgia. Maddie, thank you. I will see you on Thursday. Coming up next, it's the 3-4-3. Get into three local stories, get into four headlines, and get into three things that have made me smile over the past week. More AST to come on 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShareHealth. We got you.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Step up to the plate with MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game. Plus live minor league action and even game day 3D, the ultimate second screen experience. It's all here on MLB Plus for just $5.99 per month.
With a bit of structure.
Shot. Goal!
Let's get the formation set. It's the 3-4-3 on Atlanta Soccer Tonight.
Welcome back. Final segment, the 3-4-3. It's brought to you by Ford. Visit your local Ford dealer. Three local stories, four headlines from all over the world, and three things that make me smile from this past week. Let's stay on the local side. We've talked a lot about Atlanta United and everything going on. This has been a very locally focused show, but we have not talked about Atlanta United too. They won again, 5-1 over Orlando City B, a rout in the second half. Kind of ran away with it late. Arif Kovac scored twice, 74th minute and 94th minute. Assists from Cameron Dunbar, who's now in double digits, leading the league. and Gonzalo Riveras, his first assist at the next pro level, moving up from the U16 team last year that made it to the MLS Next National Final. Kovac has now set a new club single-season scoring record, 18 goals this season. Dunbar had a goal, had two goals, had the assist as well to Kovac. So Dunbar with goal contributions, Ignacio Suarez, Corey, Patrick Wea, big contributors as well. Really strong performance from Andrew Jardines, who has now signed a professional contract. He added two assists in this one. All kinds of great storylines, and anytime you beat an Orlando team, it's always a good day. That puts Atlanta United to now on 40 points. Now, that was the first game of the weekend. So we take a look at the next pro table now. You're on 40 points. You're in a playoff spot, but you only have a one-point cushion. You're in seventh place at the moment. This is how crowded it is in MLS Next Pro. Atlanta United 2 is in seventh on 40 points. They are 3 points out of third. Connecticut United has 43 points. New England has 42. Columbus has 42. Red Bulls have 41. Atlanta has 40. And then on the backside of it, the top eight get into the playoffs. NYC is in the last spot right now on 39 points. Chicago is also on 39 points. Huntsville is 4 points back from a playoff spot, five from Atlanta on 35, along with Orlando. So, yeah, they're in a playoff spot, but they have no cushion to work with right now. They go to Fort Lauderdale to face Inter Miami 2 on Friday night. I'll have the call for you on that one on soccerdownhere.net/listen. Miami, the last place team in the Eastern Conference. They have two wins all season, both at home, though. Number two on the local side, Atlanta United's U16s finished their preseason with a 3-1 win over Stuttgart's U16s. That was a big one on Sunday morning. It concluded a really cool event that you'll be able to read a little bit more about over at Soccer Down Here tomorrow, where Stuttgart came, Charlotte came, Nashville came, and you had a little bit of a round-robin event. But what was really cool about this from the Stuttgart side is their players got a chance to go to the Atlanta International School and go to classes with some of the Atlanta players. They got a chance to experience things that we take for granted, like going to a U.S. grocery store, which is very different than German grocery stores. That was one of the most eye-opening things for the players from Stuttgart, was what a U.S. grocery store was like. On the field, it was a really good game, and you can go back and watch it on the Atlanta United YouTube channel. Stuttgart started really strong, but Atlanta ended up finding the breakthrough. Really impressed with Mikey Imogene up top. He had a wonder goal, just a beautiful finish from him. Stuttgart, they had some good players as well. It was a tighter game than 3-1. The last goal for Atlanta was the last kick of the game. I thought Atlanta persevered pretty well. This is a group, and talking to Colby Childress, the coach of the U16s, this is a group that has a little bit of a chip on their shoulder, because the U13s last year, that are now U14s, they won the national championship last year. The U16s last year, who have now moved up, they got to the national final last year, and they've been to back-to-back national finals. This group barely missed the national playoffs last year. They had a really good year, but just barely missed out because of how competitive the region was. So they feel like, look, it's their time to shine. And they're watching a lot of the U16 graduates from last year move up into Atlanta United 2. I mentioned Gonzalo Riveras. Josh Kwan made his debut with Atlanta United 2 on Saturday in that match that went over Orlando. That's what this group is looking at in a year's time. So going to be very interesting to watch this U16 group. We'll have broadcasts this fall on atlutd.com/live. And you make sure you're subscribed to the Atlanta United YouTube channel. Number three on the board, Georgia State, their men's soccer team, went on the road tonight to UAB and got a win 1-0. Not an easy place to go get a result. Kenny Edmel with the goal. Virgil Dalignol with the assist. The Panthers are now 2-0 on the season on the men's side, and they will be next in action on Sunday, 1 o'clock. They will host West Florida at the GSU Soccer Complex, a great place to go see a game if you have not. 1 o'clock on Sunday, you might want to put that one down on your calendar. Let's go to the headlines. Number one, it is absurd. It is a telenovela. It is in Spain, in Madrid. Julian Alvarez, this situation has gotten crazy. Alvarez went public during the World Cup with Argentina with a desire to leave. He reportedly kind of put that really out there publicly when Atleti mocked Barcelona submitting a pretty lucrative transfer offer. It got really weird. I mean, the social media banter was wild with Atleti and Barcelona this summer. So Alvarez has been pretty public about this. He wants to go. He was booed by the Atleti fans during a 2-2 draw with Villarreal. Instead of being allowed to go out and salute the fans afterwards, he was told by club officials to go down the tunnel and go to the locker room. All of his teammates went out to salute the fans. It's awkward. Christophe Dugarry, former French international, he ripped him and his camp on radio. He said the strategy around this move, trying to force it, he called everybody idiots. Diego Simeone has backed him. He's trying to find a way to keep some kind of harmony here. Alvarez wants to go to Barcelona. Atleti doesn't want to sell him to Barcelona. Arsenal has put forth an offer that is supposedly very good. He doesn't want to go to Arsenal. So you've got a team that wants him that he doesn't want, and you've got a place he wants to go that wants him that his club doesn't want to sell him to. Yeah, it's very tricky, and the window is ending early next week. I have no idea how this one's going to get resolved. Number two, history today, and not the good kind if you are a Celtic fan. They won the first leg of their final Champions League qualifying round against LASK from Austria. They won it 3-0. They scored the first goal today in the second leg. Then they gave up a whole bunch of goals. They lost the second leg 5-1 after extra time. They blew a 4-goal aggregate lead. They are not going into the Champions League phase. They are going into the Europa League 5-4 on aggregate. They scored the goal that gave them a 4-goal lead on aggregate in the 21st minute. Our old friend George Bello contributed to LASK's comeback. Just crazy. I mean, Callum McGregor afterwards, he said, "We got what we deserved. I thought we were passive all night. We actually looked scared to win the game." So they go into the Europa League, and it's awful. Awful start for Celtic. If you remember how everything went with Celtic with Wilfried Nancy last year, They didn't give him a whole lot of time. Martin O'Neill came back. They did win the league in a pretty big comeback to knock off Hearts at the end. Martin O'Neill is back for another season. They didn't really spend a whole lot so far in the transfer window. And yeah, that's where things currently stand. Number three on the headlines, League's Cup. We're into the quarterfinals now of League's Cup, and one game is in the books. We have another one that is about to kick off. Game in the books, it is unfortunately Chicago Fire out, and that was maybe the best team left on the MLS side. Monterrey, 2-1 win. Orbelin Pineda with a late goal to win it for Rayados. Zinkernagel equalized in the 59th minute, Pineda in the 83rd, and Monterrey will move on into the semifinals. We'll see who they get. The other match tonight that is about to kick off, and you can watch it on Apple TV, or it is underway, it's in the 10th minute, León and Real Salt Lake. That is scoreless. That game is being played in Colorado. Tomorrow, 8:30, Toluca and Austin. That game is being played in New Jersey. And the late game tomorrow night, 10:45 kick, Club America hosting in Los Angeles, the Columbus Crew, 10:45. You can watch all those on Apple TV. League's Cup has been really competitive this year. I think having some games in Mexico has been a good step for the competition. And this feels like the year that the Mexican teams are really starting to assert themselves. And it was just a weird year on the MLS side. Chicago was the best team from MLS, at least in terms of the regular season. that made it to this stage. Columbus has really struggled so far in the Eastern Conference. Austin has been so-so. Salt Lake is an interesting one. Salt Lake and Leon is a very interesting game. Again, now it's the 11th minute, no score in that one. Number four, let's go to England, the Premier League opening weekend. The two stories for me were Arsenal opening their title defense with a good win, 3-0 over Coventry City, and Chelsea. Those were the two big stories of the weekend. I think Arsenal are the odds-on favorites. I don't know who's going to challenge them. It might be them just kind of having to maintain their own motivation. That might be the biggest challenge. Mikel Arteta, after the game, he said, "We start from scratch, from zero. We're going to have to prove that we are at the level to go back to that position again." It's a different situation for Arsenal. Like, a lot of the pundits were talking more about not so much you have to win the Premier League again, but you have to do it with more style. Arsenal is a club that generally plays pretty good soccer. That's something that their fans want to see. I think maybe they were willing to grit their teeth a little bit down the stretch last year where they had to defend a whole lot and weren't necessarily the prettiest dealing with it. They had a lot of injuries they had to ride out. They did win the league for the first time in a long time. I think from a fan base perspective, and definitely from the pundits who, look, they always like to build somebody up to knock them down, I think there's going to be a lot of talk about Arsenal's style this season. Because I think they're the favorites. Everybody else has far more questions than Arsenal. Arsenal should be talking about and looking at making a Champions League run alongside PSG, alongside Barcelona. That's where their head should be, in my opinion. And I think the conversation about style is going to be a little bit of a distraction. Chelsea, it's a fresh start. Xabi Alonso, first game in charge, a 3-2 win over Fulham. Kind of a wild one. Cole Palmer, goal and an assist. João Pedro, who also missed the World Cup. Palmer not called up to England. João Pedro not called up to Brazil. Good performances from them. Little sloppy defensively, so that's going to be a bit of a question for Chelsea, but good performance on the attacking side. I think Xabi Alonso is going to do extremely well there. Hopefully the leadership at Chelsea has a little bit of patience with him and lets him build something. I do wonder how long this Enzo Fernandez issue drags on, because he talked about wanting to leave. It looked like he wasn't going to. He's being booed in England because he scored the goal that leveled the World Cup semifinal and celebrated a lot afterwards. And some people have tried to make things out of his celebration that literally are not there. Manchester City wants him. Manchester City has the money. We'll see if they go get him and he gets reunited with Enzo Maresca, his former manager at Chelsea. All right, three things that make me smile. Number one, Paulo Dias. He got his starting debut at the Benz on Sunday for Atlanta United. Really good performance. Got about 70 minutes in. I think he hit the wall in terms of just fatigue because he hadn't played that long in a long time after coming from River Plate. I like his physicality. I like his presence. I really like his range of passing. I think Paulo Dias is going to be one of these players that makes Atlanta so much better by doing some things that might not show up on your spreadsheet. I think he's going to be a big, big factor in Atlanta the rest of this season and beyond. Number two, a player who is a really big factor for Atlanta United too is Cameron Dunbar. Two goals and an assist in that win over Orlando City B. He has gotten better and better and better all season long. I think he is a first-team level talent. He's been close to the first team before with the LA Galaxy and with Minnesota. Will he get that opportunity here, and can he make the most of it if he does? That's always the challenge when you go up from the second team to the first. Adrian Gill has made the most of his opportunity with being involved in three straight wins for Atlanta United. If Cameron Dunbar gets that opportunity, can he make the most of it? And number three on things that make me smile, we'll go back to Athens. Madison was there. She talked about it earlier. 25,433 fans at Sanford Stadium last Thursday. It is a new NCAA Division I record crowd for a men's or women's soccer match. It was amazing. Go check out the photo essay that Agustina Noriega sent to us at Soccer Down Here. Some cool shots of just everything around this game. I think this is the first of a series. Maybe not every year, but I think you're going to see the University of Georgia do this more often, and the level of opponent and maybe the stature of the opponent is going to continue to go up. We've seen volleyball do this. We've seen some other teams do this. We see baseball played at played at big stadiums across the country in moments. That's really cool. Now you're going to start to see men's and women's college soccer get this kind of a spotlight. University of Georgia setting the bar for college soccer attendance now. Very, very cool. All right, that'll do it for me. Just to keep up with everything going on, make sure you're following me at Longshoe. We'll be in Macon for two games at Mercer on Thursday. Then I'll be on with Noel White for the Intersection after that on Thursday night. Then Friday night, we'll have Atlanta United 2 radio call on soccer down here. And then Saturday, we're all back at the Benz together. Atlanta United and Charlotte pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7:40. We'll see if Atlanta can win their fourth straight. Y'all have a good rest of the night. Adios, everybody.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
People say, I got you, all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over a million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. We Share Health. We got you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.